JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, St. Mary Kasfest happens this Friday. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. In March 2018, exploration company Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. A survey vessel will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Schools, community groups, and residents in St. Mary are gearing up for this year's staging of the Social Development Commission SDC St. Mary Culture, Arts, and Sports Festival, CASFest, on Friday, March 9, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Claude Stewart Park and St. Mary Parish Church Hall in Port Maria. SDC Parish Manager for St. Mary, Shawin Reynolds, says the day's events being hosted under the Commission's LEDSP, that's the Local Economic Development Support Program, are geared at stimulating opportunities for entrepreneurs.
We have workshops for a person to come and enter to learn on local international dance, work readiness, cultural workshop, makeup design, dance workshop, studio recording, and career in media workshop. Later on in the day, we'll be having what is will be our highlight, where we'll have the competition. So from those workshops, persons that have participated, and then they can enter the competition. So we have the cornrow makeup design competition, nail tech competition, product development that will be coming from the school. And of course, one of the main highlights, we had it last year and it's backed by popular demand, is the old school disc jockey.
St. Mary CASFest 2018, now in its third year, is ideal for students grades 10 to 13, as well as young people contemplating the next step. There will also be an exploration village with the latest in GIS and mapping research. The day's activities are free and open to the public and will end at about 8 p.m. with a grand concert. For more details, call 928-1856. Vision 2030 Jamaica recognizes the contributions and empowerment of women as cornerstones of development and prioritizes the achievement of gender equality in all spheres of society. For more information, see Goal 2. The Jamaican society is secure, cohesive, and just. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-446-324. And in a bid to honor influential women in Jamaican society, today we feature a multiple Olympic medalist and a positive role model to women all over. She mentors several young women through her nonprofit organization named after her. Today's phenomenal woman also hosts a run walk every year to raise funds to assist scores of girls pursue an education. Name today's trailblazer when we return.
Learn more facts. About the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married, and guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination. Under the Act, you also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD.
Today's female trailblazer is Veronica Campbell Brown. And on our community notice board, the Passage Fort Housing Scheme will host its biennial general meeting and election of officers this Saturday, March 10, beginning at 7:30 p.m. All residents are invited to attend. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.